call the meeting to order and welcome you all to our old haunts here at 1300 South Grand. But we usually met in the other room upstairs, but this is intimate, as someone said. So welcome. Let's go to item two.
Okay, item two is the overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
So on page 6 of 12, it's item 2. I'm going to go ahead and point your attention to the Hate Free OC campaign. The commission staff led the Hate Crimes Report release event where a total of 55 attendees participated. Commission staff participated in Hate Crime Prevention Panel in Huntington Beach. And the commission held meetings to discuss I Am Orange County CA project, highlighting diverse people throughout the county. I didn't attend, so I don't know if you guys have anything else, any more input. But
We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but you teed it up, and it was very, particularly the rollout of the hate crime report was really an excellent presentation, and had a lot of people in the room. But the other thing that is important to note here, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, next is open forum, and I do not have any requests.
Okay, buddy. Seeing no four people in the chairs, let's move to the next
one. Item number three is review, discuss, and approve Goodwill Program outreach materials.
Yes. And Don has kind of put this in the packet here on page 7, if you look at 7 and 8. As you know, I already presented you a version of these two pages, but Don and I got together last week or the week before, I guess it was, and we kind of fine-tuned it and changed a few things, so I wanted you to take another look at it. The memo from the Goodwill Project at the Orange County Human Relations Commission, this is to our Orange County friends. This is what will go out to businesses, people that we happen to know in the county that you think would be good candidates for the Goodwill Award. So we'll be sending it out to, as it says, does your small company, large business, school, individual philanthropy, faith organization, community group, or government enterprise deserve special recognition from the County of Orange. I wanted to catch them right away with the idea that they might be able to get a special recognition. And then I talk about the program. The Human Relations Commission of Orange County has developed an exciting new program to spotlight the good works of numerous Orange County enterprises, from one-person operation to large corporations. We are interested in publicly honoring different groups which have reflected significant progress in improving human relationships and effective communication in the workplace environment. This includes minimizing or eliminating bias and discrimination around disability, gender, nationality, race or ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, age, and financial position. We are particularly interested in acknowledging special programs which promote the health, welfare, and human rights of all Orange County residents. If your workplace shows evidence of reduced conflict and tension, as well as enhanced communication and interpersonal relationships, because of superior leadership, education, special training or mentoring programs, please contact the Orange County Commissioner below. We look forward to hearing your story of success and possibly honoring your goodwill.
So what was changed, Carrie, from what we saw?
A few words.
Just a few words.
Is yeah,
there anything
we changed,
significant in the
We changed, let's see, mostly it was in the middle part. I'll tell you exactly what we changed. I've got the old one here. We changed financial position. Wait, let's see. This isn't the change part.
Didn't we change the word sex to gender? I thought
that was
a
this isn't the change copy.
this, the one you have is the chin copy, because we changed the goodwill committee to goodwill project. That
yes.
We have the name and the protected classes. We made it more inclusive in terms of around disability, gender, nationality, race or ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, age.
Financial.
We did take out the word gender,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
not.
It's here.
It's here.
Wait, is there? Okay.
Oh, here's what we did.
Actually add
it
on,
says,
not,
it
not
says if your workplace shows, we changed if the workplace to goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't show up on here. It says if your workplace, it still says if your workplace. And we did change that to goodwill.
Do
you see that?
That?
Do you see that on yours?
Last paragraph.
Yeah, I'll add that on.
Do you see that,
it would read, if your goodwill shows evidence of review.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes. If your goodwill. Because I've already identified the classes, individuals or people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just changed another one little thing in there. What was it? Oh, it said this was not a big deal. Under my name, that we put Orange County Commissioner.
Is this going to be publicly available? Because you might, I don't know if you want your cell phone number sent out to, you know, just becoming public.
It is going to be publicly available, but we couldn't figure out what else to do. If it goes to the general number, then they're just going to have to send all the calls to me. I don't know. What's up?
That's your decision, if you're comfortable with it.
I mean, if you're comfortable with it, yeah.
I'm comfortable with it, as long as they don't, no one knows where I live. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Wonderful.
This is also going to have, Don hasn't done it yet, but this is going to have the heading of the Human Relations Commission. In other words, all the commissioners will be at the top of this.
Wonderful.
And then, so it'll look very professional, very businesslike, very county-like. This is coming from the Human Relations Commission of the county. So all of your names as commissioners will be at the top. He just hasn't added that yet.
Any changes on the other page with the criteria?
Yes, there were changes on the criteria too. Let me tell you, there were more changes on that than anything, so I'll tell you what that is.
The change that we made on the criteria is to make it reflect the call for nomination.
A call for nomination.
Yeah, so that first page you just looked
at.
Page 8 is actually...
So it's just bullet points.
Yeah, it's okay. Reflecting page 7.
Yes, and then what we
just
add...
Just that we've already approved it, so I'm just trying to figure out what needs another approval if there's no significant changes.
No, well, the only thing that we've added is that top, which says, dear friends, we are pleased to know that you are submitting your nomination for the Goodwill Project. Please complete the application below. That's the only part that's the first part we added. The second part we added is at the bottom. All I showed before that you saw on the screen was criteria for judging down to number 6. So we've added above that and below that, we've added, please explain in detail why your nomination should be considered for this prestigious recognition. Kindly submit a maximum 1-page outline. And then return your nomination to the Orange County Human Relations Commission address below.
Cool. Thank you so much. Is there a motion to accept this project as is?
So moved.
So Michael moved. Second?
Second.
Chief, any discussion? I just want to say, Carrie, thank you for your leadership, for your pushing, for your thoughtfulness, your creativity. And this is really, I think, a nice, wonderful direction, including all the other stuff that we're doing for the commission today. So thank you for your leadership. We appreciate it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Project passes. Awesome.
Yay.
All right, item number 4, review and approve nomination committee slate for fiscal year 2018-19 commission officers.
Commissioner Lee.
Okay. So this is to all the commissioners. The issue at hand is the president discussed the approving nominating committee's officer slate. Our nomination committee, we had a conference call on met on October 1 to consider all the nominations submitted to the commission director for the election of new chair and the vice chair for a limited term starting on November 2018, because we're actually voting in October. Our normal term, Norma, was it? It's July 1?
We vote in August, and then the new officers come in September.
Yeah.
So we're over the end.
Although this is a limited term, it will still count as a full-term service as the commission officer. And on behalf of the nominating committee, we present the following slate of officers. And the commissioner chair is the rabbi, and the commissioner vice chair is Dr. Reynolds. And that's our nomination. Our recommendation is to approve the limited 10-month appointment for the next commission chair and the vice chair, which will be designated as a full-term service. And upon agreement of the nominees, approve the slate of officers recommended by the nominating committee.
Is there a motion to accept the recommendation of the nominating committee? So moved by the chief. Is there a second?
Second.
Nikolai seconds the motion. Yep. Discussion on the pros and cons of your current chair. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a question.
Please.
Not a pro or a con. Can you explain why it's a limited 10-month appointment?
Because it was supposed to be
August,
September,
right? Yeah,
to
okay.
August, so that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been an interloper for the last 6 weeks.
No, it's quite, right after I finished asking the question, I remember that we're in October,
yeah.
In August. So.
That's why. Other questions, comments? Excellent. So all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Congratulations to the new vice chair. And to the chair as well. Excellent. Thank you for the honor. Really, thank you very much. It really is an honor. It's really really enjoyable and really wonderful.
You do a lot of work.
We all do. We all do. So thank you very much. I see items 6 and 7 are continued to next month, but may I give an update on each of them?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Step number 5 to do, but...
Yes, but I was just keeping her in check.
Okay, item number 5, review and approve commission participation in HRC Awards 2019 nomination process.
So, just to explain, for those who are new, every year we... Council, which is the nonprofit Human Relations, in conjunction with the Commission, puts on a really big award ceremony. It's held at the Grove, usually in May. It's a really wonderful experience for those who have been. I know the chief goes, I know Carrie's been, I've been, I don't know if the others, Becca. I mean, it's really a meaningful thing, and really work on finding essentially the goodwill committee that is established here. Very similar to find heroes in our community who have either overcome hate and discrimination, who fought against it, somebody who has been impactful in the work in which we do. A police officer or police department is always honored as well because of our police community relation focus as well. And so part of our contract with the Board of Supervisors, with OCCR, and with the council, some form of that, is to have two commissioners sit on the committee that judges all the nominations for these big awards that happen in May. And so it's a really great opportunity to sort of dig into the work. It is part of the partnership we have with the council that is clearly defined. I have the opportunity to appoint two commissioners to sit on that, but I just wanted to sort of appoint people, see if somebody might be interested. It's really a great way to dig in if you haven't had that opportunity, or if you're
usually?
I don't. I have. Early on, as a commissioner, I did. It was really fun, and you're going to hear amazing stories, too. I mean, it's like the hardest vote you'll have to make is who gets these awards. Is anybody interested? Chief? All right, Chief, and?
I would do it.
Okay.
Well,
Okay.
Michelle, I'm going to ask you to do that. I think you'll really enjoy it. So Chief and Michelle will be our representatives. Then I guess, Don, you will contact them or somebody will contact. Joyce, okay.
Yes, Chair. Just so I would like to do it. However, I want to, of course, defer to our Vice Chair. I respect if you would like to do it. Instead, I'm perfectly fine with taking a back seat and letting you and Michelle do it. It's up to you, Carrie.
Oh, you go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
And if either one of you change your mind, I'll step in.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. So do we have to take a vote on this to review and approve the Commission participation in the HRC Awards? Okay. So I started. Here's all the details. We don't have to go through it, but it's pretty detailed here, so as long as everybody's available for that. So did everything? And then the last piece is that this is part of our contract, and so we're approving that the commission staff will work on this project according to 1.10 of the contract. So is there a motion to accept all those things?
Second
by Michael.
Can I just ask a
question? Yes, please.
What does this entail? Is there a lot of meetings or okay?
25 meetings.
Yeah.
Nomination packet. You'll actually get it
at 6 a.m. in the morning.
And you don't have to carry a lot of heavy objects.
I guess you do it on your own. It says nomination packets will be compiled and distributed via email for judging on Monday, November 26th, and due to staff by Wednesday, November 28th. So you don't even need it.
Oh, you don't need
your impression.
Oh, my God.
So you'll get a package from Joyce, and
I kind of
mean every day you submit your
score. Oh, okay.
Virtual.
Okay.
And so all the documents will be provided to you. Application score sheets. All you have to do is review them, score them, and send your final tabulations to staff.
Back in the old days, we used to meet, but apparently technology has taken over.
Well, and people getting busy people.
That's
together.
Very
yeah.
true. This is probably way more
efficient. Norma, I have a question.
It's easier
about
to
that.
Do a human relations commission without human relations.
Yeah.
Isn't that automatic? Isn't that automatic?
Yes.
How do people tabulate if they don't know these candidates? Is there a write-up about the candidates
yes.
in there?
Yes.
And it's similar to go from the write-up.
It's similar to what you're suggesting with the Goodwill.
Okay.
The nominations come in, there's typed up forms that are submitted.
I see.
And then those are packaged together, and those are the packets that are sent out to the judging committee to review. And they'll give them score sheets based on what they're looking for. And then the staff is leading the judging committee, then tabulates all the members, and that's how the top.
Okay. Well, the council can do it any way they wish to, of course, but it seems to me like, just as Michael implied, that if you're in a group with people talking about these, that it's much more influential. If somebody has an advocate position for one group or another, that it makes more sense to really talk with other people.
Well,
to make a really good vote, to cast a really good vote.
Let's pass that suggestion on to the council. I mean, I think that's not a half bad suggestion. So
yeah.
Not for
well,
this year.
And for the purpose of this committee, or at least the role of what's happening right now, I will have to take that back to the council who
sure.
is leading that part. I might have missed it. Something there, I'm not sure, but if there
is this
an
is the way it went last year too. It's the same comment.
Well, I don't need to dwell on this, but as we all know, the written word is a lot more limited than when you have face-to-face, hands-on contact with other people, and can add things. You can't add anything to the written word that would amplify one group or a person.
Terrific. Any other discussion on the motion on the floor? I think we have, but to approve this work. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes.
Okay. Item 6 and 7 were continued to the November 8th meeting.
Do you want to give any commentary on either of those, or we'll just wait to vote? Actually, can't you because you're not going to be here?
I actually am.
Are you? Okay.
I don't have any updates. The first one still needs to be discussed with the council in terms of the city visits that Michaela put forth last month, and then.
And I did speak with Allie, the CEO of the HRC Council, and she said she would think about either a hybrid or the council not doing the visits to the city council, let the commission do it. So that's what I haven't followed up with her, but she heard it and was interested in it as I sort of laid out the case that this would be really beneficial to the commission and its profile and its work. And we just don't want to mix the two. I think that would be just sort of a little bit of a step back. And so she was thinking about it, but they have their own concerns as well, and rightly so. So we'll
back to Michael. Yeah, for 2 years we used to go to different cities and do the presentation. Someone raised a question because the council was raising funds and resources from the cities and other areas. So it is a conflict of interest. So for that reason, we were not supposed to go to the cities to give reports. That was the issue. So it was not resolved that if it is only done by the commission or commissioners, there is no conflict with us. So we might be able to do it if it is only by commissioners. If it involves the council, yes, there will be an issue. So that would be a
problem. Yeah. I don't want to go back to old stuff, but that was a bit of a red herring on other issues. But the point is that the two should be separate,
yeah,
no matter what we do. And then, as the discussion went last month, it would be silly for the council to go in January and for the commission to go in July. It's just as confusing if you went at the same time. So we have to figure that out. But, the council has a stake in wanting to go before the city council just to tell the work that they do as well. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll hopefully have some resolution. And I'll talk to Allie, and maybe, Don, you can remind me, or you can talk to her directly about what she's thinking, because I think she's going to talk to the board about it as well. And any update on that?
No, the marketing plan that was presented last month was to be voted on today, and we had worked, there was concerns over it. I'm still waiting to hear back what those concerns are about, so it will be continued until next month.
A concern from the council or from?
No, from the county.
County.
Yes, so I'm waiting
okay
to hear back what that is, and if there's any changes that need to be made, make those before they come back to,
okay,
to the commission next month.
Okay, good. Did you have any comments on those two items, or any insight for us?
Unfortunately, I don't. I was on the same email that Norma was on, and it basically said that county council had some concerns, but
it's
they
like
did not address
though, right?
The concerns at all. So we'll definitely follow up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's helpful to us to know what those things are.
Absolutely.
So that we can be more efficient. So I think it's around 3 months now of this marketing plan. We just want to sort of get it up and running. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 8, hate crimes report and presentations.
Reverend Dekalai.
Yes. For some of you who have been there last month for the Anwar Human Relations Commission hate crime report, I was listening and really convinced that we need to do something like the commission. I'm here, Norma and her team are doing a very good job, and I know their resources are very limited. What I'm going to ask, I believe we need to do more. It's about outreach. How are we going to inform communities, not only the communities, the public agencies or government agencies about the hate crimes? When we heard from the two presenters, I was seriously convinced, and I went and reported to my manager as employee, that that kind of report, that kind of information need to be shared among the employees or staff. So what I was thinking, after I spoke with Rick, and she's willing to really arrange something for them so that she can come and come with Don and any other person from the commission to do presentation for public agencies or government agencies, because you might not know where the hate crime is at sometimes. At the same time, it's very important to provide that kind of information. What we have heard that day from the Chapman University professor and from the Department of Homeland Security, that's a good report and it's a good analysis that we as a human being, as a society in Orange County, need to share that kind of information. So it's my understanding, it's good and it's important that it's good to share with the public or private, or not private, public or government agencies, that kind of reports, which will help the organization to share, to have that information to tackle issues. So I don't know if you know or if you have read or seen the report from Reed and the professor from Chapman University. So it was compelling, and the people who were around there was really convinced that we have to do something about hate crime in Orange County. So I'm thinking, this is my idea or this is my suggestion, if the commission would like to outreach different public agencies or private government agencies to present for outreach about hate crime report formations.
And are you suggesting commissioners do that, or the staff does that, or a combination thereof?
Okay, for that reason I'm gonna discuss a little bit more, because the more we prepare this kind of project proposals, we need to submit to the county supervisors, they have to bless it. And when they bless it, we are gonna ask the budget for it. I don't think our staff or our friends here can really manage all these responsibilities. So at the same time, besides asking the approval of the program, we might need to follow up with funds, or if it's possible, if it is okay, and if it is going to apply. So it's an idea that I come into it. I hope all of you were there when this report was presented. Reed and forgot the name, Pete. Yeah, give us really description of why this is happening. So I was convinced, personally I was convinced. And a person on my board with me asking me, why don't you do something? Mm-hmm. So I spoke to Britt.
Norma.
When Kelly reached out and kind of put this idea out, it reminded me of a conversation that I had had not only with my staff, but also outside of myself, in terms of how is it that we can disseminate and share our hate crime report, aside from just posting it, let's say, on our website and, I don't know, blasting it out to our network. And one of the conversations we had was that we could potentially connect with board offices and offer and say, we are willing to come out to your district and offer a presentation or education piece, a workshop around the hate crime report, and bring copies for those that are attending the presentation. So I've been trying to figure out or discuss how else we would be able to do that. I know that comes from an idea from the children's report, what is it called? Conditions of Children report. I remember long ago what they did is they did a release of that report at every district. There was a meeting that was set up and they were offering the information as a presentation and then having the discussion for those that were attending. And it kind of prompted, is it something like that we could do and offer? And I'm working with Renee to see if we can start with one board office and work that detail out and then have that person be an advocate for the other board offices for us to be able to do that.
That's a great idea. I mean, and that's more formal. I think there's an informal way to do this as well. And that is all of us got appointed as commissioners because we are... Are you okay?
Yeah.
We all got appointed commissioners because we're players in some way in the community and know people, whether it's the Lincoln Club, whether it's the City Council of La Palma, whether it's the Irvine Police Department, whether it is OCTA, whatever it might be, we have access to people. And if we just sort of made a commitment as commissioners to say, you know what, it's part of our mission, this report, and getting the word out there. We're going to, throughout the year, meet with five different other players that might not know about the OC Human Relations Commission and its work. From Goodwill, I mean, this would work for the whole panoply of things that we have going on, to hate crime, to police community relations. The word will travel.
I think that's an excellent idea. I can't tell you how many times when I've told people that I serve on this commission, they say, what is that commission?
Right.
What is it?
Right. So, I mean, you're in a law professional group somewhere, you know? So, guys, I need 5 minutes on the agenda to tell you about my work. At the chief's meeting, you know, they know about us pretty well, but, you know, there's just a ton of other spaces and places in our county that we can just be spreading this word. I think that would be really meaningful, because the kind of program you're talking about, if we really did it right, we'd be asking the Board of Supervisors for, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 for an advertising campaign. I mean, to really do it right. So let's do it the opposite way. Let's do it grassroots and really get the word out there. I mean, I love the idea of yours, and what I'm suggesting, and I think we can do all three probably. Excellent. So, Becca, do you want us to make it an action item at some point, or is it just for percolation right now?
It's an idea. I'm not sure if we all understand. I don't know. If you have a copy of that video that they produced at the Chapman University.
Oh, wait, there's a link. Send that out.
PBS.
Again, and then I know I sent out earlier a flyer of a viewing that's happening at Chapman University with an amazing panel. So I entice you if you're able to go, but I can send a link to the PBS Frontline documentary.
You know, we don't have to take an issue today, but I want you to really discuss to friends or to yourself, and the future someday we can bring it back again. But I believe, as Michael said, a lot of people doesn't know about OC Human Relations. Even in my organization, they don't know much. So I have to talk to the individuals. So it's do it a little more. When I spoke to Britt, the Department of Homeland Security, she's willing to go around in a few group of people to tell about what's going on. There is a positive support from the Department of Homeland Security with the help of Don. If they spend some time in going to different organizations that are, you know, willing to do some presentation. It's a good idea. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no, commissioners, I mean, our only obligation is to show up at these meetings, but I would say it's much greater than that. We're advocates, we are ambassadors, we are representing what the County of Orange can provide to the citizens, and what we do is important. But if the people don't know about it, it sort of falls flat. So thank you. Thank you, Becca.
Okay, item number 9 is Executive Director's Report, Hate Crime Network Meeting Report Release Update, Commission Staff Updates, and Meeting with Chairman Doe.
In your packet, you'll find the wrap-up report for the Hate Crime Network meeting, and that's where the report of the 2017 Hate Crimes Report was released. So if you had some time, as a Begley and Rabbi shared, we had two amazing speakers, Dr. Pinsini from Chapman University, Brett Steele with Homeland Security, and there was about 55 participants, so it was really well attended. We had a variety of different law enforcement agencies there that were represented, grassroots community organizations, nonprofits, media, and it was a quick review of what was the data that was collected this year. But most of the brunt of the presentation was the two speakers, and Dr. Simi really spoke about just some of the impact of the hate incidents and hate crimes to our community and how that evolves into sometimes feelings that might lead into people taking action that necessarily is not good actions to those situations. And then for Brett Steele, she spoke about what is it that we can do as a community to be able to prevent a hate incident escalating to a hate crime. So I'm not sure. I know we had several members of the commission there, and I know that they already spoke highly of how impactful this event was for them, but I'm not sure if anybody else wanted to share a little bit more about your experience.
I would just recommend, and this is for staff, first of all, if we can pick the date much further in advance of when the rollout is going to be. A, B, commissioners, this is, if you're going to come to one event during the year, this is really an event to come to. It's just core to what we do, and it was powerful, and we had just amazing police presence there, community presence there, a lot of our partners were there too, in terms of you know, advocacy groups and whatnot with whom we work. This is, I mean, if there are 55 people there, there are probably 40 organizations or police departments represented there. So it was really, really meaningful. So once we get that date, we'll, you know, next year at some point, we'll place it on the calendar.
And if I could, I would just ask if we could stay away from a County Board of Supervisors board meeting, we could get much more county involvement.
Oh, is
and
it
presence.
Conflicting? I talked with Supervisor Spitzer about it. He was the only one who sent a staff member, and I said, I thanked him for doing that. He said, yeah, it was sort of a conflict. Everybody was busy with the board meeting, and we would have liked to have had a show of support there. And I mean, to Beckley's point and to what we've talked about for the last 18 months, it's the kind of thing you could ask the Board of Supervisors to even attend as we are a commission of the Board of Supervisors. So, I mean, the further we plan that day, the better it'll be.
All right. Commission staff update. So, there's a lot going on. The first announcement I have is that Don Hahn, who is our hate crime prevention expert specialist,
thank you,
will no longer be commission staff with us. He actually got promoted within the OC Human Relations Council, and he will now be the operations manager for the nonprofit sector. Much deserved. He's done amazing work and really this year hunkering down and making our work really relevant in the county. He's become a huge resource for so many agencies, especially law enforcement. The relationship he has built really showcased at this launch event where he's become the go-to person. And now, so we thank him for that. Thank you for really kind of bringing new light into life into our hate crime network meetings and the work that we're doing. So I'm very appreciative and congratulations on his new job. With that, Joy Sanchez is now going to be taking Don's place as the hate crime prevention. And throughout the year of establishing ourselves as staff for the commission, she supported Don in the hate crime work, especially for Spanish-speaking cases or victims who spoke Spanish. And she has a huge history and long history of mediation skills, because that's where she started with the council. She started as a mediator. And through her work with the police community dialogue, she has built that relationship with law enforcement agencies too. So we're so happy that she stepped up and volunteered.
How many years, Don, have you been with OCHR?
The council.
Council?
In general, the family.
Since 2001.
2001, 17 years. What about you, Joyce?
9 years.
9 years, wow.
You're definitely
better. Allie's been like 40 years.
I was born here.
In this room.
Room next door. And the last bit of news is that while we're having these transitions, we have hired on a new person. First off, I'd like to thank Chief Hamill. He came out last week to help us interview the candidates for the new commission staff that would take over Joyce's job. So the new person will be doing police community dialogues, the police community reconciliation program, and do the presentations and the training that we do. with Chair's Academy and the community. So he's going to start on Thursday, October 25th, and his name is Juan Vicencio. So he will be coming to the next commission meeting, so you can all meet him. And I want to thank you for your time. It was a very rigorous process, but interestingly enough, he's no stranger to OC Human Relations Council. He worked with the nonprofit in the past in the Bridges program in the schools. So he did a lot of the school campaigns, student leadership trainings, facilitating, and he is also a mediator. So prior to coming to us, he's been doing mediation cases for Hyundai, for the corporation. So he has a strong background as well, which is what we needed for our PCRP program.
Cool. Wonderful.
Oh, wait, I think for B. I'm gonna be going on maternity leave starting November 12th.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So I will be here for our last commission, or not our last commission, my last commission meeting. I will be here for next month's meeting, but then after that, we're still working out details with the county to see who would be replacing me while I'm out on maternity leave. So I just kind of want to put that out.
How long is maternity leave?
It's a year.
I'm kidding. Look at Carrie's eyes.
That was convincing.
That was.
Let the minutes reflect that was a joke.
It'll be probably 4 months. I'll be going out a month before due date, and it'll be 3 months after being done.
Wonderful.
Only good things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we do have an update regarding meeting with Chairman Doe. We did that last month. Gosh, last month? That's crazy. So Chairman Steinberg was able to accompany me, and we had someone representing the council. The board of directors president was there. We had someone from Renee's office that was there too. So. Really, it was focused on having a conversation around the bylaws that were approved at the last meeting and the changes, which I felt went really, really well. There were some questions that we needed to answer and some cleanup that we needed to do, but Chairman Doe was really amenable and open, and I think as concerned as everybody else about our attendance, our meeting space, and our meeting time. So he has offered and shared that he's willing to advocate for a change. Just this week, I sent out the cleaned up version of the revision of the bylaws that he asked for, and we're hoping that he'll be able to speak to the rest of the offices, the board offices, to gain some support around that and hopefully make some changes that would allow us to meet at a better time and in a better space. Or I guess the space that is better for everybody to access. Rabbi, I'm not sure if you want to add something.
Yeah, no, it was a really positive meeting. I thanked him for his insights and for his help over the last many months, particularly working through the bylaw issues. And as Norma said, he really wants better attendance and also wants the public to have an opportunity to come talk. And this time and the place at the county building in Santa Ana, the other building, that isn't really conducive to that. So it was just floated like a 5:30 start time kind of thing. There's the issue with the clerk of the board and how you deal with that and get them there. And he said he would sort of work on that end. And so we're just waiting now to hear from them. And I guess the bylaw changes we approved, but now it has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors in total, and then it'll work its way back down to us. And then we spent a lot of time just talking about community relations, human relations in Orange County, and we had some insights and thoughts, talked about being an immigrant himself and what that was like. I mean, it was really, I felt like he really started to understand the work that we were doing. So that was very positive, very good. So we'll see where we go from here. Yes, Carrie.
Did he seem amenable to changing the location? Last time it wasn't so.
Yes.
He was amenable to time change, but not location change. But now
seemed amenable. In fact, we even floated the idea of a traveling meeting. Like, I mean, we're never in South County, and we're never in North County. I mean, so how does somebody access you? The question is, are there county buildings down there that are open after hours? I mean, there are all sorts of little particular things, but he said, correct me if I'm wrong, he said, that'll be my issue to solve. I had to figure that out. But he was open to it. Whether he can pull it off and make it happen, we don't know. But that's certainly
so
where...
Mind you, he understands and he sees the challenge that we've been facing this year with the time change and the location change. From what I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's willing to go and speak to the other board offices about how this has impacted the commission's work. And not only that, but then have that conversation in terms of what is going to be the best time for commission meeting and the location. So back to what Rabbi said, he's only one board supervisor. He has to bring in and make sure that all the other board offices are also in agreement. So when he submits whatever he's going to submit for the changes and it gets to a vote, then we have a 5-0. So I know that he's committed to making sure that he does his due diligence and make that work, or put in that work to ensure that we've got full support.
Chief, I'm just going to say, if this moves forward and there are options, want to offer up Vermont, many facilities there, and it is pretty centrally located, I think, and especially if it's in the evening, plenty of parking, and I mean, we can have a meeting there every time.
Where exactly is it, Chief?
So the City Hall for Irvine is essentially, I guess, 405 and Jamboree would be the major crosses. It's actually at Harvard and Alton and the cross streets, but 405 and Jamboree.
Like 3 minutes off the freeway.
Off the freeway is good.
Somewhere
close. This isn't a bad place either. This is just a few minutes to the freeway.
Other questions about that meeting? Good. Let's go to the next item.
Okay, item number 10, update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
No specific updates.
Okay, item number 11, update from Sheriff's Interfaith Council.
So we had our last meeting last month at the Mission Viejo Mosque, and it was really great. Each faith base we go to, the religious leader gives a little speech about that particular faith, and then there's a speaker on a law enforcement issue, and this presentation was from a sergeant from what they call the SMART team at the Sheriff's Department, where basically they go into schools in Orange County and assess what they feel are risks, or if somebody has called in and said, I'm worried about this child's behavior and whatnot. In the last 3 years, they've made 187 arrests. So to even have that, that's a high number of Columbines that they've prevented, essentially. I mean, really interesting, and you sort of talked about the work, and there's two sergeants and a deputy sheriff, and now they're bringing on a psychologist for that team. Really interesting stuff. And so the question, of course, I asked him is, how much of that is motivated by hate that they find at home? And he said, we don't track that. And so the sheriff said, we're going to start tracking that. So that's really helpful information for us to know and to think about. And then just this morning, I'm sorry.
I think I just wanted to add, too, that one of the things that they mentioned that the sheriff's department does is that they do threat assessments for schools, no matter where they are. So even if it's outside of the sheriff's jurisdiction and someone wants to have a walkthrough of where the exits are, where, you know, how is that you're able to make sure that the space is able to accommodate or be a safe space for students in case someone comes in and there's an active shooter, they're able to do that with the school administration and that local law enforcement. So I thought that was amazing information too, that this is a resource that's out there
if any school is interested or city wants to reach out and see how other schools kind of align with this, that they're willing to do that too, no matter where they are.
Awesome. And then the last piece on that is, so this morning we just gave him another meeting with the Sheriff Hutchins over there, but the undersheriff was there, and I think, you know, we created this council with the sheriff's department, and the sheriff is retiring, and so we're going to say some nice things about her at our next meeting, and really visioning for the future of what this council could be, and we open it up to other groups, what kind of things we do is a really good strategy kind of meeting, and you know, again, it's a feather in OC Human Relations Commission hat that the sheriff came to us 3 years ago and said, we want to start this and we want you to be our partner in doing that. And, you know, 50 or 60 reverend pastors, imams, and rabbis coming together every other month to talk about issues of concern, that's a good thing for our commission to be doing. So. Good.
Okay, announcements from commissioners?
Nope.
Okay. Next item is agenda building for any future topics.
Anybody have anything for the agenda? Okay.
Adjournment.
Meeting is adjourned. Mm-hmm.